On this Wednesday morning after yesterday's election, we're looking at results and hearing reaction as Republicans expand their supermajorities in the Oklahoma legislature. As KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, the GOP picked up more seats last night in both the State House and Senate.
Lonnie Paxton, he's in the Grady County area.
Oklahoma Republican Party Chairwoman Pam Pollard was ecstatic Tuesday night as she read election results at a watch party in Oklahoma City.
Hey, don't get bored. I want you guys to understand this. This is historic tonight.
Republican House and Senate candidates did well, very well. They gained 3 seats in the Senate. That means there will be 42 Republicans in the state Senate and just 6 Democrats. The GOP also picked up a net of 4 seats in the House.
It may seem hard to believe, but yes, it appears that Oklahoma got a little redder on Tuesday.
Sean Ashley is the news director for eCapital, and he's been covering the State House for 10 years. He says that with an even larger number of Republicans, lawmakers won't necessarily have to vote in lockstep to get bills passed.
Oftentimes, with a narrow majority or even a narrow supermajority, it may be necessary for some members of that larger group to vote against a measure because it negatively affects their constituents. But with more members in the caucus and in the majority, that's more members who can vote for a bill and still get it passed.
Former Democratic State Senator Susan Paddock, who is term limited, saw her Southern Oklahoma seat go to Republican Greg McCourtney. Republicans also picked up Senate seats in Muskogee and the far northeastern corner of the state. 19 Senate seats were on the ballot. The GOP won all of them.
I think the biggest surprise to me was the fact that in both the House and the Senate, Democrats were so unable to defend seats which had traditionally been theirs.
Republicans rebuffed challenges from the so-called Teacher Caucus, a group of educator candidates who campaigned on securing more funding for schools, many of them running as Democrats. Of the 25 educators running, only 5 won. 3 of those who won are Republicans. Incumbent Republican State Senator Rob Standridge of Norman fended off a challenge from Sean Sheehan, Oklahoma's Teacher of the Year, who ran as an independent. Standridge said he ran on a pro-business platform that will help rural Oklahoma.
We faced a lot of attacks and personal attacks in this campaign, but we decided to remain positive, and I think that's best. I think people are tired, especially for people that are in positions of influence, to be negative as our children are looking up to us and watching what we're doing.
Even though Democrats suffered a net loss of 4 seats in the House, there is a little bit of silver lining for the party. Incumbent Democrat Representative Cindy Munson, who won a special election last year in a traditionally Republican district in Oklahoma City, emerged victorious on Tuesday. Munson says she put in a lot of hard work for her reelection.
You know, winning the special election, many people said that, you know, there's no chance she'll win in a presidential. And so I decided to work that much harder because I kept hearing that and kept pushing forward and just very relieved that we got good news this evening.
And now Munson faces more hard work, trying to navigate a legislature in which her party controls about 1/4 of the seats. I'm Jacob McClelland.